All right. Hey, everybody. It's another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. It is your girl, Lima.
You is Reem, Jersey Reem.
And the sick boy, Chad, today.
Yeah, Chad is really 40. I don't know if anyone knows it or not, but I just
because the nigga got gray hair, don't he?
I have gray hair, okay? But this motherfucker got like a head full of grays.
Yeah.
He's like 40.
Just because I'm wise. That's why I'm wise.
Because you're white.
You're a wise ass. That's why, nigga.
Are you checking for grays right now?
Yeah. I'm checking for grays in the beard. I feel like I there's some in my hair.
I got gray in my beard.
I had gray in my beard.
It ain't going below the waist yet, so that's good.
I had gray in my beard once during a time period that work was stressful, and I vowed to never let that happen again.
I was about to say, yeah, don't let me let work do that shit to you, bro.
Yeah, nah.
I was about to say something else, but then I'll end up like Nick Cannon, even though I don't have nobody to drop me from anything.
You don't get dropped from SoundCloud.
You about to talk about them Jews already? Damn. No.
I'm about to get dropped from everything going further. They went, hey, don't you do that Openly Opinionated Podcast? You won't pull that up.
So why can niggas get all the slander, all the bad talk, but we can't talk about Jews,
we can't talk
about Hispanics, we can't talk about white people, but they can dog black people out, they can dog niggas out, and it'd be cool.
This
That's bullshit.
Legit,
I will feel you 10 years ago. This right now, first off, you can never speak about the Jews, ever.
That's not
You've okay. never been able to speak bad on the Jews. They own Hollywood, dog. Look, this is what I told you.
Because they got reparations.
Those niggas got paid and even happen here.
This is what I told you on the group chat. Look how they did Mel Gibson. That's a white as fuck nigga, bro.
And I really don't know what they did to Mel Gibson. You keep saying
he
that.
Had a drunken rat about Jews, and then that nigga disappeared from Hollywood in a disgrace. That nigga ain't done shit of note since. He did The Passion of Christ, then he just had this whole rant on Jews when he was drunk. And it was over for that nigga.
Shit, Mel Gibson was in The Passion of Christ.
He directed it.
Yeah, he directed that.
I said, yeah.
Sad movie.
That's like, fucked up.
They got that nigga up out of there.
I think Charlamagne said it best, and I'm going to read it verbatim, what he said. And they're trying to make Charlamagne apologize for this statement, too. So Charlamagne says, listen, Nick is my guy. I hate it had to be him, but that's what you can do when you have the power. And if there's one thing Jewish people have showed us, is it's they have the power. He said during the Wednesday broadcast in the Breakfast Club, he said, I can't wait until the day black people are able to fire people for saying things about us that we deem racist. We can barely get cops fired for killing us. Mm. Like,
that's... Yeah, they didn't say nothing wrong.
That's a bar.
When your boss is Jew, you can't talk about Jews.
Charlamagne. That's a bar, Charlamagne.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that you should make comments about anyone that's ignorant to their beliefs. Is that right? However, I don't think what he said was completely out of pocket.
Parts of it weren't, but at the end of the day, what they're going to always be upset is you can call people animals and savages and say they're the ones that are really like animals. But if your boss happens to take offense to that and then it's like, all right, fuck you. That's just is what it is.
See,
it's like if you work for a queer guy. You be like, yo, I don't really be getting that gay shit. You really be fucking niggas in the ass? That's weird. And then he's like, I don't fuck with that. You fired. That's your fault.
Really? See, that's why I hate the oversensitivity that we have. And
selective outrage.
Yeah, and I think that's really what this podcast is about, too, is because I should be able to have an opinion. We should be able to disagree. You know what I'm saying? Agree to disagree, keep it moving.
I said something as long on my off day.
Yeah, as long as I'm not disrespecting you, like as long as I'm not like legit, like okay, I'm going to hang you type shit. Like I'm going to bring some bodily harm to you and your family, or
right,
or I'm going to say something that's going to provoke someone else to do some harm to you or your family or your people. That's completely different than just saying, you know, hey, I think that this is where this is where this stems from. I don't know for sure, but this is what was taught to me.
This is what it looks like.
Yeah, this is what it looks like coming from me. Why can't you come in on the opposite end and just tell me how you see it and provide some facts to me, enlighten me?
On a personal level, I definitely get what you're saying. Like, y'all know I say plenty of offensive shit, so I don't really care what he said, but it's just, if you are employed by somebody, you can't, well, depending on who you're employed by,
you gotta check the guy.
Yeah, not even shucking jiving.
That's
just,
what it is.
It's just, nah, shucking and jiving is different. That's like Terry Crews shit, where it's like, all right, mess. Like,
you saw your shoes.
Right.
Like, it's like, that's shucking and jiving is like, yo, oh, I don't want to do Black Lives Matter because that could be black supremacy. Then it's like, what are you talking about, Terry? Like, who asked you that, Terry? Like, that's shucking and jiving. But this, like, I think it's just one of those things where it's like, it's a Nation of Islam rhetoric type thing. It's just like, a lot of white folk don't fuck with that rhetoric. And when you work for a white person and you offend them on that type of level, then if they fire you...
I think it's just ass because it was an old-ass clip that niggas had been addressed. And because it got resurfaced...
Oh, that was an old clip? I thought it was from recent.
It was recent. Like, it was within the last month, but it didn't happen in, like... I feel you now because, like, bro, this clip's been out for, like, weeks. Like, I could see if they was, like, it was the next day. It was, like, so basically, y'all just, somebody sat on this or somebody came across it. Because I crossed it and then just sent it to the higher ups. But it's just, like, y'all said that a month ago. What are you talking about?
To me, it's highly offensive to for them to cancel his show. Basically, just demean his First Amendment right.
Basically try to send him like, basically, nigga, we taking everything from you. Like, and I feel like it was a quote-unquote power move to say, all right, bet, you say some shit against this, so now, nigga, I'm going to hit you where it hurt, and I'm going to hit you in your pocket.
It's definitely a power move, but it's not in like doing racist. Anything against his freedom of speech, because like freedom of speech isn't freedom of consequence. Like, that's the same shit that happens when Karen goes on a racist rant and then she loses her job. Like, she can say that, you know, but she's not free... She won't go to jail for that, but that doesn't mean her job has to keep her.
That's
it's the same
the
concept.
Thing, that's the reason why I think they're trying to make an example out of Nick Cannon.
And that's what I said from Jim. Yeah. They're trying to make an example out of him.
They're just trying to shut him up to be like, all right, if black people are going to go on this tangent, I'm sorry to cut you off, Brandon. If black people are going to go on this tangent and get all our people fired because, you know, they say racist shit or they've been, you know, they call the cops for things that aren't actually happening and shit like that. If all our people, quote unquote, are going to have some type of consequence because of that, we're going to shut black people up too. And this, to me, is just like the start of a new wave because white people do have the power. And if they feel like that, you know what I'm saying, that power is going to diminish in some type of way, or if they're going to lose it, they're going to fight back because they are what Nick Cannon was expressing.
To a degree.
His damn
I agree to a
uh-huh.
To a podcast. But I think it's just different because for whatever reason, Jews and white people don't see themselves as the same. Like, Jews are like, yo, I'm a Jew. I'm not white. I'm a Jew. Like, it's just something about, well, it's not something about it. It's just the fact that Jews own, like, most of the media, big mega media companies and news and stuff like that. See, it's a Jew thing. Like, I think Nick Cannon could have been like, yo, white people is shitty as fuck and they're animals. And it would have just been like, wow, that was wild. Okay. But because it's Jews and Jews own his own Viacom, it's just like, yo, what you say?
That's pretty much what niggas are saying.
Like, but yeah, I definitely feel that as far as in general white people that aren't Jews, I definitely feel like them niggas was dancing like, yo, yeah, see? I told you black people can be racist. See? Now that nigga boy can't say that.
That nigga boy.
You and, know they said it. You...
I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just heard the clip. So I really don't know when he mentioned Jews. I thought he was just talking about white people in general. But hey, if he was talking about Jews, he was talking about Jews.
Like, well, he was talking about both. He was talking about, like, how, like, the Vikings and shit who were barbaric, like, I mean, that's where they came up with the
it's
word.
What they are.
But he also was talking about, like, black people being the real Hebrews and white Jews don't want to hear that and stuff like that. So it all got kind of bought into one. And it was just like, yo, this nigga out here talking.
Right. That's all he is doing, though. He's just talking.
But the other part of it, though, he was talking to this nigga, this guy, Professor Griff, who got kicked out of Public Enemy for saying anti-Semitic things. And you know how fucking...
wild they were.
Public Enemy is like... yeah. Which is another bag of worms. Like, bro, like, wait. You out here talking about Elvis and racist fuck folk. And then you're like, yo, you can't say fuck Jews, Griff.
You can say everything else.
Flavor Flavors can smoke crack, be cool,
and dance.
But please stop saying fuck Jews, bro. Right. Stop.
They own the fucking label.
Yeah,
that's just wild as fuck to me. I mean, and then Nick went and apologized, which I thought was like...
I feel like it was more of an acknowledgement.
I hear it.
Okay.
For me, I don't believe that he's truly sorry, but I think the fact that he has so many fucking mouths to feed, and that's a big ass bag to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You just have, it's like when you get forced into an apology. Like, well, I do believe in one sense he was trying to, because he did mention, like, he tried to apologize before, but I think it's just one of those things, like, all right, look, all right, I feel that you offended, my bad. But, you know, when you got all that money and folk to feed, you gotta bite your tongue sometimes. Like, ain't no amount of money going to stop that, really. Like, at least when you're working for folk. Like, y'all got to do it every day at work, right? Like, some shit you just got to bite your tongue about. And that's the shitty part about it. It's like, it don't matter how much money you got, eventually you got to play ball and play games.
And that's what Chris Rock was saying about in one of his stand-ups a long time ago. He was saying that there's lots of rich black people, but we don't have wealth. There's no wealthy black person, you know what I'm saying? Because we can't do shit like this. And this is why there's still something to march about. There's still something to protest about. There's still a reason to, you know what I'm saying, move your money or, you know, create these hashtags or try to overthrow, not overthrow the government, but try to bring awareness to our government to try to make our voices heard because of shit like that. We don't have the power to do anything. We see these rappers, we see comedians, we see all these prominent figures who have money, and you wish you could be there, but they're still puppets. There's someone over top of them telling them what to do. And that's why that needs to change, because if we had our own stuff, just like the Jews, because I'm not saying anything negative about the Jews in any way. I'm just saying, if we had something like them to have some type of power, can't say nothing about the Jews. This is just my opinion. You clicked on the podcast. So,
with the name and the title.
Right. It's just my opinion. So, you know, just like the Jews, if we had a position of power to, you know, be like, all right, you don't want to mess with us? Cool. We going to take our talents to South Beach and we going to ball out, and that's just going to be what it is, and you don't have to mess with us. But we can't do that.
Do you think we could ever actually even get to that type of position?
Yes. Because,
like, what we were talking about last week, we was laughing about how, like, every black successful person has to be Illuminati, the devil, or gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if we can even get that to that point, because, like, it's kind of like, you know how, like, a lot of black business owners, when we look in those groups, talk about how frustrated them, like, folk always want, like, a discount and stuff like that, just on a, like, and that's just on a local, small scale, like, like, I don't know if, like, we can even get to it on that point, not to speak down on us, but it's just, like, I don't even know if we can get to that point, because think of all the shit that goes into, like, all the contracts and shit, just standard contracts in entertainment and shit like that, and it's just, like, folk feel robbed then. Then they're going to feel double robbed, like yo, like, I'm giving you this, like, just on some, like, normal shit. Like, yo, I'm giving you a standard contract a lawyer gives out. What are you talking about? I'm ripping you off, like, shit like that, like.
No, I want to say that we can. It's just a whole bunch of unlearning that we have to do, because you have to think about our history. So we, just like how, you know, negative things or even good things are passed down from, you know what I'm saying, generation to generation.
All right.
Every time black people have tried to make strides, like what happened with Black Wall Street,
right,
or, you know, the Civil Rights Movement or anything, you know what I'm saying? When Martin Luther King was fighting and he was marching, they shot Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they belittled a whole community of people. They put, it's if you weren't brave enough to stand up like Martin Luther King, then you ran and hid. You know what I'm saying? And then you told your children to run and hide, that, you know what I'm saying?
To
basically
be afraid. That fear went down.
Yeah, you thought you had hope and they diminished it. So we have a lot of unlearning to do just within our own households, because we've been taught by other people who were taught that we can get no, semi far, but we'll never be the top tier people because it's just not meant for us.
Yeah.
And that's not true. We have to stop believing that, you know what I'm saying, there's a buck that stops somewhere for black
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it is.
That's real shit.
I say it. But so do you think this is something like we see? Well, I don't know if we'd see it in our lifetime, but when do you think that yes. happened by like maybe in your daughter's lifetime or her kid's kid, something like that?
I mean, me, I would hope that by the time my daughter is my age, you know what I'm saying, or in her 30s or 40s, that has made some type of change. I don't know if, I feel like a lot is being shooken up right now, and we won't see the effects of it, real, you know what I'm saying, for right away. Decade, yeah, you know what I'm saying, right away, but I would hope that, you know, the strides that are happening, that, you know what I'm saying, when my daughter gets in school, you know, her learning experience is different. Her teachers are, you know what I'm saying, her interactions with her teachers are different. Her interactions with her peers are different. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just on a small scale, because that's still progress.
Exactly.
And that she, you know, I would love, even though it's never going to be this way, I would love for her to not even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for it to be just completely oblivious to her. Not that I would just, you know what I'm saying?
Not because you didn't educate her, but yeah. She don't see it in her actual
exactly,
life.
Exactly, that it's actually that history. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Experience that part of her life.
Exactly, that it's just actually history. It's something that used to happen, and she doesn't quite understand it, but she knows about it. That's what I would love to see, even though I don't think that's possible right now, because my daughter's on the earth.
She's on the earth.
She's already here, so I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But that would be ideal for me. But I do have hope that it will be different, because you got to think, we have like Ilhan Omar. She is a Somali woman in Congress. She literally legit wears a hijab, and she's Muslim, and she speaks Somali in Congress. You know what I'm saying? That is a stride within itself. Because,
yeah, that's major.
Yeah. Who would have thought she's not only is she Islamic, she's a Somali, but she's a woman at that. So she has so many strikes against her. And for my child to even just grow up to see that there's other people in higher positions, and we don't just dribble balls and you know, spit
acting.
Lyrics. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think
acts, not ass, my bad.
I think or rap. That is prominent. So I mean, just tiny bits of progress, as long as it continues to happen and we don't hit any dead spots, I have hope in the future. But that's just me being optimistic.
Definitely. Definitely agree.
I see it. Now, me, I'm a realist and cynic, so I hope so. But, man, I had a lot of hope until, like, that Charlottesville shit and this whole Trump shit happened. Because it's just like, because I know, like, just the schools I've been to, always, especially like going in high school and shit, was a very mixed, mm-hmm. very cool thing, a race thing. Like, we had blacks, whites, pretty much equal mix, and it didn't feel racial. I met a bunch of cool white people, and I was like, yo, this shit's starting to be different. Then it was like, oh. Then Trump had like, yeah, nah, nigga.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't been everywhere. Like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah. You ain't gang.
Like, and then. And it was more so disturbing because it was folk our age and younger. Because it's one thing to be like, oh, you, like, in your 50s, you just been racist, whatever. But then it's like, it's different when you see folk your age. And it's one thing on the internet. But then that's like, you just being an asshole because you're on the internet, you trolling. But then it's one thing to just see them niggas marching like, yeah, nah, nigga, we want our Charles Lee Oswald statues. Like, yo.
How they out there marching now?
Yeah.
Anti-mask rally and shit.
Like,
right.
Like, that shit was one of those things that, as far as, like, that's one of those things that just put a kibosh on that for me. Like, oh, shit. Because then it just made you realize that whole racist, shit like that. And mm-hmm. then, like, on the Hollywood, on the owning tip, it's just like, I want to believe in it, but then it's just like, politics is crazy as fuck. Because, like, even before Nick apologized again, it was like, the Diddy Revolt thing. I think that was a good move on Diddy. No knock on him.
Yes.
But then it's like, what happens if he offers Nick this job and then they try to blackball Diddy? Because that seemed like something that would have happened. Like, yo, all right, so you going to side with him? Well, your record label's still under us. Your other ventures are still under us.
So I think did he have so much power for that, though? I feel like he has so much power to get blackballed like that.
Yeah.
He's a different caliber nigga. Somebody else on a smaller spectrum, but he's too big for that.
I don't know how to answer that because I don't know all of Diddy's power and stuff. But just on the optics of it, it's just like, thinking of Revoir as a channel, no hate on it, but it's like, it's not the biggest channel, and that's a very easy channel. Like, if they wanted to be like, yo, you need to drop this from your packages, or we dropping all that. So, like, Viacom owns, like, just Viacom alone, they own, like, Nickelodeon's, the BTs, all the music channels. Like, that's a very easy call for them to make, like, yo, petty. It would be petty as fuck, mm-hmm. but you know how politics is, like, yo, all right. So, he's siding with him. So, y'all need to drop him from your cable packages, or we won't be giving you this. And, like, just on a business standpoint, like, right or wrong, it's like, yo, do I want all these channels, or do I want Revolt? That's where my mind immediately went to. It's like, yo, Diddy about to get him and Nick blackballed. Like, not even trying to be
funny. This nigga got worried, like, oh
shit.
Y'all gonna get fired, man.
Like, that's immediately where my mind was just like, yo.
That's sad, that's where your mind went.
Right, like, because at first I'm like, yo, that's dope as fuck. Like, but then I was like, oh shit. Like,
so the piggy bank going negative.
Like, it was like, well, you niggas be on that shit. Like, think just on a regular level, rappers be like, yo, alright, I don't like this nigga. You made a song with him, I don't like you. 50 did that. That's just petty beef shit. Not like, aw, nigga, I own the whole label. Like, that shit's wild.
Real shit. That's real shit, though. That's funny.
But that would be a beautiful place to be in, though. Like, oh, what? You said what about black people? All your show's done. Right now.
Right. Cable.
I think we are more capable of this place becoming Wakanda than people give us credit for. And the fact that white people are marching and trying to keep these statues up really makes me smile on the inside because they're bothered. Because so for so long, they've been just sitting still, swearing that they have the power, not doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
They're afraid as fuck.
Yeah, so to see
white
the
men
fear,
specifically.
Yeah, to see their fear is like, it makes me smile because you really feel like you're losing something. So people must be on to something. So shout out to everybody.
That's the most hilarious part about it because they're not wrong, but it's crazy because they still in power. I ain't going to be a race. You act like it's a problem to be a white male. Why can't it be me? Like, because, bro, your people been doing wild shit. And niggas just don't want it anymore. Like, it's like the men's rights activists and incels and shit. Like, yo, what are you talking about, bro? You a white male. You'll be all right, Mike.
Yeah, you're okay if anybody else is. You are.
Like,
you're good.
Like, not say it's easy to be a human in general, but, like,
it's not.
You creating problems. Like, like, I don't want my lineage to be erased. Like, bro, chill.
Somebody said, normalize cuddling with the homies.
Nah. I think that's okay.
Like, and that might just be toxic masculinity, but
it was
I don't
want to
lay
too.
Up with Reem, bro. I don't want to cuddle on his arm.
It's more, the picture being displayed is more like if it was all three of us. Like, it's a mixture
of
people.
Cuddling
up together.
Because my mind went to that picture I showed you, like, the three people smoking.
And with the braids.
The three guys, one was getting his hair braided, the other was, like, laying on his back, smoking, like, yo.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like... Like, normalize, like, all right, we got to take baby steps to get to that shit. Tell your homies you love them without things going wrong.
Yeah.
Hug your homies.
I'll do that now.
Tell your homies if you cry, if your homie upset, let them know he can tell you about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we at, like, lay on each other's lap levels yet.
I don't think that's ever a level.
Lay on each other's lap.
Yeah, that's... I don't know, bro. You my nigga, no. But I want you laying on my lap and vice versa, though.
I mean, and just on some, like, heterosexual shit, cuddling is really hot. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is.
You shouldn't just cuddle with your homies anyways. The only reason why you cuddle with people is because you love them and you think they want it. That's you don't cuddle because you want to cuddle.
I mean, it do be nice. Nice endorphin release or whatever that feeling is, like, when you cut up with somebody you're trying to fuck, but I don't know if I just want to be cuddling with
your nigga. Like, hey, bro, your beard scratching my shoulder.
That's so weird. That's cringy as fuck.
And just pushing it because we both dick niggas. Like, just make me walk like
two big ass bears.
And all you hear.
Your beard, bro.
Like, what the fuck? I wish I would call one of y'all, like, what you doing on that and just cuddling and shit, playing 2K.
Imagine getting on FaceTime when I'm just laying on Reem's stomach.
We ain't doing shit. What's good?
Like, what?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
that's some shit. Hey,
y'all got some shit you want to tell me? Like,
we should
tell you about what?
We should say cuddling with the homies for the next season of life, okay?
Yeah,
this season.
Nah, that's not our generation's battle.
Yeah.
That's our grandkids.
Yeah,
battle.
I'm about to say.
That's your kids. That's your grandkids.
They do that shit. We'll just commentate.
Dap you until you're late, my nigga.
But that's the other part of, like, trying to not, like, be more accepting, like, yeah, but some shit y'all want people to accept just weird.
Nah.
Yeah, some shit you're just forcing. Some shit that's just unnecessary.
Like, if you want to cuddle up with the homies, you can cuddle up with your homies.
If you want a man
I'm
to braid,
laugh at you.
Yeah, if you want a man to braid your hair, that's you. Me personally, I'm not doing it, fam.
Yeah, it's okay to be different.
Right, to have hair, get my hair braided. That's a very vulnerable moment right there, fam.
Yeah, it is. You're in between someone's legs.
Yeah, you're in between someone's legs, me. So I'm cool.
Yeah, you got to be able to be confident. Hey, speaking of cuddling with the homies, look at Trump and Epstein. Oh no, that's a girl. Somebody photoshopped that. People are wild.
Trump and Jeffrey.
People are so wild. So, what should we get into next? Okay, shout out to Nick Cannon. I accept your apology. Oh, a pedophile? I seen that.
Oh, hold up. Rest in peace, John Lewis.
Yes.
We got to send him some respect. What he passed yesterday, today?
Yesterday.
All right. It's an important figure right there in our history.
And it's extremely sad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he died at 80 years old. He lived a very, very progressive, prominent life.
And very legendary.
Right,
I mean, not the entire time, of course, but for him to make such strides and...
Off what you said of living a very long life, mm-hmm. At what age can somebody die and it's no longer sad or surprising? What's the age?
I think 80s.
Yeah, I think 80s too.
I say, because I know I've seen somewhere somebody's like 100-year-old grandma died and it's like this
devastated.
Unexpected.
I personally wouldn't have thought that immediately. But I'm like, hey, my comment would have been, she lived a good life, didn't she?
Like, not to say you're not going to be sad, because it's sad when anybody dies. It's like, what? She's 100. What do you mean?
Nigga said it was unexpected.
Yeah, what do you mean? Unexpected.
Didn't know what was wrong with her. She was old.
You should have been seeing this coming. Like, like, that's true. Like, the life expectancy, like, of a woman is like, 77.
Yeah.
Like, she made it 23 years past that. What are you talking about?
She wasn't supposed to make it past
that. I wouldn't say that to them, but it's just like, what?
She's
still
alive.
Shout out to asshole, man.
I'm just being real with her.
That's
like,
for real.
You know, that's a wild statement. It's just like,
yeah, that is a.
Like, a 1-year-old died of natural causes. That's surprising as fuck. Yeah. Not a 100-year-old.
My nigga said 100, and I ain't know where it came from.
Like, the unexpected part is that she lived this long.
Yeah, she kicked a bucket, and you surprised, fam?
Nah, my grandmother just passed this year. She was 91, and we all seen it coming. We was just like, it was sad that she was gone, but at least we knew she lived a good life because she was 91 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a long time to live.
Man, that's a whole lot of history she's been seeing.
Yeah.
Like, that's civil rights move. That's first black president. That's
right.
Shit.
Because
does she have a picture of Obama in her kitchen?
No. I don't even know if my grandmother was coherent during Obama's time.
Okay.
Yeah, she probably had no idea. And shit. If she did, she couldn't articulate.
Would that be suffrage too? Like, women's right to vote. I think.
I mean, what it was 1923 when she was born.
22 or 23. It was around that.
I feel like it was around that time when she was born.
Yeah.
If I'm doing my math correctly, and I'm the turbo math student.
I'm not the turbo math student. I'm like, that. That was a very long time. I mean, I want to live to 110, and I always say that. But
how'd you come up on that number? I know there's a reason.
No, it just seems like I feel like some people live to see 100, like, just a few, but nobody really makes it to like
110.
Yeah, 110. So that's where I cap it off at, like.
Got you.
It's three numbers in three spaces. That's how
Lima
Chan
beat the odds, my nigga.
Yeah, I'm about to say, instead of just being like 101.
For me going deaf, I wanna die at the age. I wanna be able to see if I have kids, my grandkids have kids. Either that or die when I'm gonna become like a physical burden on people. Like,
okay.
Like, I don't want to be like, so it was like, God damn it, granddaddy. Like, bro, I can't help it, bro. I'm just terrible.
Anytime you see a nigga suck their teeth.
Like, hey, that makes perfect sense. I mean, if I was a physical burden on people's lives, I wouldn't want to live to 110 years old. When I say I want to live to 110,
you naturally. I would hope you wasn't like, yo, I want to be 100 bedridden.
Yeah, I would say I wouldn't be whispering moving around. To niggas. Yeah, I wouldn't be like that. That what was it? That 101 year old lady the other day who was born with the born during the Spanish flu, and she just beat coronavirus the other day, and she was just like doing an interview, just talking like we are.
Oh, that lady a superhero. Right? She got vibranium. That's how I'm
like, bruh, I want to be her when I grow up. Like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, no,
that's the real
story. Just on an ego level, that seemed like it would be like fucking awful. But like, y'all used to be all fat and strong, and now I'm like, got need you to do everything for me. Like,
and I was thinking about one thing. You get that old, it's like, damn, you done seen so many people come and go.
Yeah.
Your people's people, your people, and all that. It's just like, damn.
That's probably why old people so angry. Like, you gotta think about it. They probably just upset that they can't do shit that they used to be able to do.
Oh, okay.
And they don't want you
to help them.
Yeah. They want to be able to do it themselves, but they can't. And you know they can't. So they just want you to back the fuck up.
Oh, for sure. Nah, my grandma like that. Like, she's legally blind, but she tries to do so many things involved in seeing. It's like, yo, you can't see, chief. It's all right.
Like, sit down, fam. It's okay.
Like, nah, she's like, yo, like she still likes to, like, give out the medicine and stuff, but she got to do extra stuff to do it. It's like, yo, doing too much.
She wants to take those extra steps. Leave her alone, Marte. Nah. Damn.
Because it's one of those things where I love her to death, but now you add, if you can't have a difficulty and then pick me in it, like, you can't be like, yo, I can do it by myself.
Disclaimer, you guys, he's an asshole.
I love her to death, but it's like, you can't be like, yo, what's that number again? Like, let me just dial the fucking number, please.
That's all she has left to do, my nigga. She wants to be somewhat independent. I get it.
I get it, but don't bring me into your bullshit.
Nope. You decided to be born, my nigga, so right? You and her bullshit.
I did decide to be born. I actually requested it.
You swam. You swam.
Well, did you request the family you got and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, that was my second on the list, but, you know,
it'd be like that.
Like, this is my third choice family, you know. The Jeffersons are doing real all right. We're skipping there, but, you know, blah, blah, blah.
We out here.
Okay, so I want to get to the North Carolina, sorry. North Carolina's
Reparations.
Will
arrive.
It got to be a direct deposit in my pocket.
They said that it was a clean sweep, by the way. It was 7-0. When they voted in Asheville, right? So that's a unanimous decision.
Did niggas know what they were getting, or was it just like, y'all gonna get reparations?
And they was like, listen, it's not gonna be in direct cash payments, and it's not gonna be 40 acres and a mule. However, we are going to donate money to Black communities.
Nah. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not reparations.
That's not reparations.
That's gentrification.
Thank you.
That's literally gentrification.
Thank you. That's you're already gentrifying the area.
That's gentrification of charity, but it's like, nah.
Ain't no charity when they kick niggas out.
Like, exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're just building it up so that you can later move into the shit, okay, and push people out.
They did it because they want to pat themselves on the back for doing a good job.
Listen here.
I hate what these people are doing.
That's that annoying type of white people that, like, bro, I'm so that. That Black Lives Matter white people, I can't stand that shit.
So that's the city, right? That's the city.
Yes.
Listen, Columbus, if y'all decide to give niggas reparations, I make two requests, nigga. Either give me a check that you feel is sufficient, or wipe out my debt.
We need at least 10 grand.
No. 10 grand? At hell least 10 no. grand?
We need more than that.
No, I need.
You at least.
No.
That's low as fuck.
No, that's low as fuck. I need at least 200 grand. The fuck?
They got more money than that, but...
Nah.
You gotta go to negotiate.
I could blow 10 grand in a weekend.
Nigga, I can blow that in a day.
What would you blow your 10 grand on in a weekend?
I would blow my 10 grand. I can't even buy a fucking new car with 10 grand.
I know that, but you know they ain't giving us 20 grand.
But I don't need 20 grand.
What they could do and what they
would. What would I blow it on?
If you don't give me enough money for me to be able to purchase land, you need to give me land, property, or don't give me shit. Okay? Don't call it reparations. Because if I don't have nothing to be able to pass on to my kids, then it's not reparations. You still have the majority of the wealth. Hell no.
I need a plot of land and a check.
Yeah, you can't give me 10K, dog.
What you gonna spend your 10K on?
My 10K? This motherfucker. I don't know.
Box of those fucking inhalers is 10K. Nigga, you don't need 10K. You need more than that.
I'm not saying
love yourself,
we
don't
need more than that. But what I'm saying is,
what you spending
on?
No,
they not. Okay. My 10K, dumb shit.
So you tricking it?
Coke?
Oh hell yeah! Nah, I ain't putting no money in coke. I do coke for free.
He's gonna have a party and invite your coke friends.
Yeah.
Do a little bump.
Hey, what are you talking about, Lena? Once you start buying coke, then you have a problem.
Are you paying off any debt, or are you just like, fuck it, I'm tricking?
I do have a little bit of debt to pay off, but really,
then it's not worth it.
But 10K, well, obviously, we want more than 10K. But that's what I feel like the best we get. Really, I feel like we got reparations from the city, it'd be like 2 grand. Like,
so a stimmy is what you're saying. Nah, a stimmy was reparations.
That's what I feel like.
For us getting our stimmies early, if you got your stimmy the first 2 weeks, that was your reparations.
That's what I really feel like they do if they ever gave me cash payment.
Nigga, give me 10K, and we just say I'm going to just trick it. Nigga, I'm damn near off my, I'm damn near paid up.
Six figures.
What's some of my debt? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I need 6 figures at least. It could be $100,000, but I need 6 figures.
I'm tricking off on some sneakers, some outfits. I'm going to invest.
It ain't shit you can do with $10,000. That's nothing.
Yeah, 10K, that's going all to like a new closet.
That's no money.
I'm a nigga though.
That's no money at all.
It's not, but we talking about the white government, Lima.
But that's why, that's exactly why we're talking about the white government, because they are the white people who started this shit, so we need you to finish it. And if you want equality, you're either going to give us a lump sum of money, which they'll probably never do, or you can give me
Asheville
a plot of land.
Huh? Asheville set the standard now.
Fuckery. Nigga, I'll be in town hall Franklin County, nigga. Fuck
God,
no.
I'll be protesting.
Every city looked at like where? They let that fly?
But,
none?
But listen. Asheville is 82% black. I mean, 82% white.
Right.
That's even worse.
And 13% black.
But that's the not the best.
So
part
the niggas
about,
that they invested in is a so such a small.
Like I said, gentrification.
Such a small, group of black people.
That's why they got that shit off. That's why they got that shit off.
Exactly.
That's why they got that off.
Black people aren't even the majority of their entire city.
We gotta look into this for next week, but. Where did they start the negotiations for reparations? Because I'm sure it's probably like, yo, we want this amount of money. I was like, nah. They're like,
relax,
we get this
guys.
Amount of money. Nope.
They're like, school drive. Nah. We'll make sure all the little nigga babies get booked back.
And it was like, that's what happened. Somebody came and complained about the school supplies. And then they would, say less, Karen.
Can we at least?
Say less, Shanique. Say less, Shanique. We're going to pave the streets.
Nope. Can we get some fucking book bags at least?
Like, what they need? Number two pencils? Number two pencils.
I want some pizza. What kind of pizza you like? Pepperoni, veggie lover, meat lover?
Black people eat pork, do they?
Yeah, they got niggas. Number three pencils. The jumbo box of fucking Crayola.
Gel pens.
So they some trapper keepers. Then they repaved the ground.
Shout out to school drives, bro. I've
been wanting to do a school drive for so long, but shit keeps getting in the way. But I'm going to do it one of these days.
Well, what I did do 1 year is I bought... the daycare that my daughter was going to that my cousin owns, all the school age kids, I went and bought everyone a book bag and filled it up with school supplies, and that was my idea.
Look at that.
Of a school drive.
I don't know
that the pre.
Yeah.
This is not a sarcastic class.
<It's> not.
That's a real heartfelt class.
Yes. I was being nice. That was my way of giving back to my community.
Matter of fact, I paid for somebody's Miller White Castle 2 weeks ago.
That's what's up. You did the one. I paid for the person buying me.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I was just...
Speaking of the girl named White Castle, I gave a hitchhiker sausage sandwich from White Castle one time.
That's you know, so nice.
Look at that. What you crave, nigga.
What you crave. Nah, I try to do my best to,
That was a phase of back. Life for me, Monday.
What, to give you?
What?
Nah, just picking up hitchhikers.
Picking up hitchhikers?
You were picking up hitchhikers?
Fuck no.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, what's like,
it was just like a phase where we're like, oh shit, you walking dog? It's super late as fuck. Where you go?
No.
This far? I gotcha.
I did give a crackhead a ride one day and I got in trouble.
First line was, why'd you do that?
My what mom, what the fuck for? Off? Like, he was like, it was this random guy on the street. And he was like, I need to go to Weber or some shit. And I was like, okay.
Matter of fact, I did pick up a crackhead hitchhiker once. Me and Katima was at the grocery store up north. Do you remember this?
I don't think I was there.
I don't know what we was doing. But some old nigga was yelling at me in the parking lot, hey!
What?
Hey, man, think you give old man a ride? I'm like, alright. This is when I had my old hoopty and this nigga Katima, the Dodge. This nigga Katima, the whole ride was just staring at the nigga through the mirror. Staring hard as fuck, like, and then I remember looking back and cutting the light on because he kept fidgeting. He's like, "I ain't doing nothing. Shh. I ain't doing it. We almost there. You could let me out."
Yo,
and I got in trouble for that.
You got trouble? Yo, my mom was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
I'm just
like,
it's like it feels like nights out, but also it's an element of danger. Like, yo,
yeah, it is.
What's gonna happen? It's
gonna
be hilarious. Like,
this is awkward.
Nah, I about said a couple months ago. Well, it was still cold outside, but it was like when it wasn't, it was like had cleared up, and then it one day it just like randomly snowed real bad and shit.
Yeah.
And I saw this girl at this Wendy's. She was like 14. She was walking. She had no shoes on.
Oh shit.
And I gave her the shoes off my feet, and I gave her a ride to where she was going. I could drop her off at like a fucking trap house. So I felt bad, but I mean,
at least it wasn't wet.
Right, and at least she had shoes on her feet.
My nigga Lima pulled the Martin Christmas episode and put her breads off her feet.
I did. I gave her my socks and everything.
That's love.
Right? I think I'm going to heaven.
It was probably a fresh pair, a fresh outfit.
Yeah, I had just walked out the house. I had
Well, maybe it's because I got sweaty feet, but that's hilarious.
I mean, her feet were like the socks she had on. So she said somebody, like beat her up and took her shoes.
So she probably went back to the house where they beat her up and took shoes out.
Stupid. I hope not. Yo.
Nah, she's getting her niggas with the guns.
Yeah, hopefully, I don't know.
You got somebody killed.
No, somebody got themselves killed.
I was about to say, I.
Nah.
Like, see, if she had walked out, she would have had time to think about it.
Nah, she was walking from like Fifth Ave to Brittany Hills.
Oh, nah, she was determined.
I was like, damn.
That's some wild ass shit.
It was so scary. I felt so bad for her.
I don't help people now, though. It pisses me off. I don't know what it is on my face that niggas think that they should just come to. I get this a lot. People ask me for change, and people trying to pray for me. It's like, if you don't get the fuck from around me, dog.
Wait, niggas want to pray for you randomly?
They feeling all this nigga.
Yeah, those niggas is cuddling them.
Dude, nobody just randomly prays for me, dog.
Yeah, I been having so much, like, guilt, like, and sometimes
maybe you should take one, nigga, and see what happens.
Right. Nah, bro. I don't like people in my family praying on me that don't need to be praying for me, let alone a stranger. I don't know your heart, nigga. Like,
that is funny. Like,
your body.
Sometimes it's happened in tandem to me before. I was like, the bus stop, nigga, asked for some change, asked me if I wanted to buy a bus pass. I'm like, well, can I pray for you? No, nigga.
What kind of exchange is that like? You ain't got a bus pass. You don't want the bus pass, but let me pray for you.
Yo,
that's a tactic. A customer at the bank got robbed like that once.
Really?
Person was like, yo, you believe in God, right? I need you to go in there, take out $5,000. What we're going to do is a miracle. We're going to do a blessing today. In the parking lot. Old nigga got the bridge. Like, he took me to the side. He told me to close my eyes. Let's pray, but keep my arms open. He said the dude started praying for him, and he felt his hand go across his head, took the bread, and took off running out the parking lot.
Hold on. Wait, who was this, the bank teller?
No, a customer, an old customer, got finessed by someone saying they were going to pray for him and do a miracle. He was going to do miracle work. A and the miracle was this nigga getting robbed.
Oh, that old ass person need they ass beat. Because
people are ripe for schemes. That's why they always talk about that dude, telling them on the news what not to
call. I tell my mom all the time, if a number calls you that you've never seen, don't answer nothing. Either hang up or if they actually
want to. My favorite is the computer and car insurance. Like, your car warranty is up. Because it was happening when I didn't have a car. Like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yep, trying to scare niggas.
No, somebody was just scamming me today. They called me twice back to back. It was Apple talking about my
your warranty's
iCloud.
Up.
No, my iCloud been hacked. Breached. Yeah, I was like, yo, what the fuck?
I'd be like, word, damn, that's crazy. That's wild. For real?
That's wild. I was like, the fucking work for the CIA.
Now, one that almost got me was because you know how your court records and shit be on file. So I had to get a payday loan back in like 2012. I never paid off. And they're like, yo, you got a payday loan and you need to give us $1,000 now. We'll settle it and that'll be it. I'm like, yo.
Relax.
I'm not working right now. You're like, oh, so you're not fucking working right now? I'm like, yo, wait, what?
Niggas start cursing?
Yo,
yo, what? Yo, that's bold. That's bold as hell.
What the fuck your problem? I was going to talk about a payment plan. Like, nah, we didn't do payment plans. You think it's my first day on the job? Like, yo, wait, what? I hung up. I Googled the number. And like, you know, like, sometimes you Google numbers. You're like, yo, like, yo, all right. So like, that shit was wild.
Yeah. That's great customer service.
That nigga was dead ass trying to bully me into paying
off. Fucking working. Yeah, that's sick.
Like, yo, wait, yo, what?
What? You not fucking man. Working?
Like,
yo, that's a sick ass intro.
Like, bro. He was about to.
I wonder what his quality assurance his rating is. What QA said about that.
His scam was amazing. He was shaming me to pay. Like, I felt bad for him. Like, yo.
No, nigga. He going to threaten you to pay. You not fucking working?
Like, yo. That's wild as fuck. I'm crying. I ain't never heard no shit.
It was like several people were saying, like, you don't. Hey,
that's the title. You not fucking working.
No fucking payment plans, cuz. You ain't got no fucking money, you bummer.
Bum-ass. That's the nigga who used to do the Everest commercials. That's who that was that called you. The Everest nigga called you.
Oh, you just sitting on the couch not doing shit with your bum ass life?
Like, okay.
You're not fucking working.
He was
like,
so sick.
Oh, like, my gosh.
That's rude.
That's some sick ass shit.
That's hella rude.
Fam.
I don't like that.
That's but it was like, it was a good scheme, though, because he had all the information. Like, yeah, that definitely happened. That's like, I definitely didn't pay out that loan.
Sorry to that, man.
Yeah, right?
Because you ain't getting that bird off of me. And it's been when since 2012?
Yeah, like, for me, it's like, oh, that
oh,
shit.
Yeah, that shit is over with, nigga. That's 8 years ago. That's falling off your report.
Well, it's just hilarious, but it's like, he's like, because it's like, yo, he had the information, like, yeah, he'll do that. And then it's like, yo, so, we're going to take this to court unless you pay X, Y, Z. Like, oh, well, I don't want to go to court. Then it's like, yeah, but I ain't working right now. It's like, oh, all right, bet, bitch. Like, okay. Like,
come see me then, nigga. Come see me then, pussy. Fuck.
That is so fucking funny. All right, before we switch it to the next subject, I know we were talking about bums. I just want to make a public service announcement for people who are asking for change on the side of the road. Coronavirus is real.
Oh, yeah, they can hear. Yeah, they can.
Yes, they can.
I haven't seen them with some Bluetooth speakers and smartphones.
I'm about to say, they definitely are.
Listen, coronavirus is real.
Okay.
We ain't making no contact. And there's a coin shortage now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, bitch. That's
nationwide corn shortage, which is wild.
This goes to my point that I was about to make. If y'all motherfuckers don't put up a cash sign, if y'all get a cash app, I'm like, give me your
dollar
shit.
Sign, whatever, nigga.
I'm about to say, the first homeless person, let's see with their cash sign on it.
Can you can't be homeless with a bank account, can you?
Says who?
Why not?
You gotta have an address to set up the bank account, right?
Nigga, what's stop me from putting the address of the damn Wendy's just right here. They ain't gonna go to my house and check.
They can get a Chime card or something like that.
Listen, I'm gonna send you $5.
Can you Chime the bank account? Can you use Chime on Cash App?
Yeah, if you got a debit card.
What is Chime?
one of those like free bank account online, like
one of them BET bank accounts.
Yeah, like Rush Card.
Yeah. So where we taking this next, man?
Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion.
Daystar, man. What's up with you, dog? It's wild.
Bro, they dragged that nigga for being 5'2", bro.
5'3". But whatever. I'm the same height as Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is still sexy. But
shooting people, shooting women.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. But he allegedly shot Meg in the foot. I don't know where to take this conversation.
First of all, she was really upset yesterday.
Yeah, she was triggered and traumatized.
Really?
Well, I mean, I can imagine getting shot is, but then she connected to black women not being protected because people were laughing.
Yeah, I did see that.
And her getting shot in the foot.
Because everybody's comparing it to that Harlem Nights scene. Yeah. Fucking funny as fuck.
Which is probably how it happened. I just feel like this. It's a sad, fucked up situation. But my nigga, everybody gets these jokes.
Yeah.
Everybody on Twitter, oh, don't make fun of Meg. I always want to make a black woman a meme and blah, blah, blah.
I don't think it's this deep. Until Tory Lanez or we get a full story, because all the stories have been conflicting. Even the report Meg gave when she gave the police, she said that she hurt...
stepped on glass.
Yeah, she stepped on glass. So from... All the stories are all over the fucking place. Until somebody gets a solid storyline, I'm not judging
Tory Lanez.
What? Oh, yeah. It's on a computer. It's on a laptop for my daughter. But that was hella random.
You got a Nintendo.
Sega
Genesis. I used to remember this.
Yes,
but I feel like, until the full story comes out, it just looks bad, though.
I feel like the story we make in our head is way cooler than what actually happened. I imagine that nigga was drunk like, yo, I got a strap, man. And then actually shot her.
Because my thing was, they pulled the car over and it had Tori, Meg, and her friend in it.
And her foot was still bleeding.
So it's like, were you in danger or not?
Because she was pretty calm.
Yeah, if you were in danger by the person who shot you, why would you be in the car with you?
They said that it's coming from a party or whatever.
But why would I be in the car with you if you shot me?
I imagine it was an accidental shooting and he was driving into the hospital and then it just went awry from there.
I know one thing for sure. It's Kylie's fault.
it's always Kylie's fault.
They shouldn't have been hanging with her in the first place.
Right? Why the fuck was y'all in Calabasas during coronavirus? It's a fucking quarantine.
And pop smoke up in them damn hills.
Right.
And kill Biggie on the boulevard, nigga.
Stay out of LA. Even though I love LA. No, I don't mean that.
I'll be back, just not in. I'm not staying tonight.
No, we staying tonight because we're going in November. So that's a lie. But we won't be in Calabasas. Not that I know of, anyway.
Unless they offer you cocaine.
No, I'm still not going. I'm definitely not going if they offer me cocaine.
Next time you go to California and they offer you cane, do it for me. Do 2 lines for me.
Absolutely not.
In spirit.
No.
I will do you a favor and I will eat vegetables for 2 days straight.
I just don't think that's an even exchange.
It is.
Yes, it is. For this nigga?
Only vegetable for 2 days?
That's 2 days for me to do 2 lines of cocaine.
You do 2 lines of coke, you can change this man's life.
He can change my life with 2 lines of coke. I might be a fucking strung out drug addict or something.
So but
we're leaving. We're leaving that Saturday.
So I might introduce you to some dope shit. Now you hating? All right.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't want to be cool, Lena.
I don't want to be cool. Dare means stay drug free. You guys don't listen to this peer pressure.
All right. Eventually. Listen, if we're going to make an entertainment, you got to learn how to do coke at the coke party.
No.
Don't drag us down.
I will try shrooms.
Yeah, of course, because shrooms is fun and amazing. But sometimes you got to do what you don't want to do.
Absolutely not.
You're just going to have
to have... You have to be able to say, guys, I'm cool on that, and that be okay.
You think Diddy got all he got not doing cocaine?
Diddy probably does way more than fucking cocaine.
Are you willing to be the next Diddy is the real question?
No, not in that case.
Plain man.
See, your morals is holding you back from super success.
From super success. What about like mouth success?
Where have morals got you besides hanging out with me?
Nowhere, Marta. You're so right. Why am I here with you? What the fuck?
How did you get here?
I should be doing coke with Kylie Jenner.
Hey, that'd That seems like a better thing to hang out with me. I'm going to be honest.
Doing coke with Kylie?
I should be doing coke with Kylie Jenner right now. I should have been shot by Tory Lanez.
That family is hilarious.
That's some nut ass shit to say. I should have been shot by Tory Lanez. That's a sick ass statement, dude. That's a sick ass statement.
But you know, somebody in the world feels like that for real. Like, yo, like, I could have been Meg Thee Stallion. Like, the shit had her label being right before. Like, shit, if I just signed up there, I could be getting shot right now.
And I wouldn't even snitch, because I know the code. Shut your punk ass up, man.
Yo, it's crazy motherfuckers out there like that. Somebody's at home brushing their hair, crying in the mirror and shit.
Somebody's fighting right in the air like Cuba Gooding Jr. pissed. It's not them.
Like, what the fuck? Wow. He had the gun around me, too. What the fuck, man? Damn.
Dude, just pull the trigger, bro. 3 times. It's okay.
Bro, but that...
Just shoot me.
Bro, imagine being shot in your foot, though. Like,
in your leg. You know that's going to affect her performance now.
But see, my thing is, if he really, if it was stronger. Like a hate crime, he would have shot her in her knees.
No. That's what you got to do below a certain area so it's not attempted murder.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if Tory Lanez.
Just imagine that whole argument. Like, what did she say to trigger you to shoot her?
My initial thought was just fucked up because I'm all for protecting black women, but the fact that he's so small and she's so big, I was like, bro, he was probably scared.
So basically, she intimidated.
I was like, yo, Meg Thee Stallion like 5'10. She big as shit. Tory Lanez is a little ass nigga.
You're not wrong.
You're a woman siding with a man shooting her.
I'm not siding with the shooting. I'm saying that he might have been intimidated.
The picture.
Yeah.
They're the same height, so
yeah, that's
she can see it from his perspective.
She ad-lib at you.
No, wait. She's putting herself in his shoes.
I'm like, damn. But that was my initial thought. Like, without even hearing any story, I was like, damn, he shot Meg Thee Stallion. I wonder if she was trying to rush it. He a little ass nigga. He's probably like, bro, don't run up on me. And then she was like, what the fuck?
But that nigga needs to get a gun. Like, well, he can't.
He's Canadian, so I don't know how that works if he's licensed but
this is the second time he got caught with guns. Like,
is it?
Yeah. He got caught with a bunch of, like, guns, like, before. Like,
wasn't those fake guns, though, for a music video?
I don't remember. I just remember the headline.
And did anybody...
I don't really talk with Tory Lanez, so I don't really know what you're doing.
Did anybody see the encrypted ass message her bodyguard gave out?
What did it say?
Yeah,
I know her.
Count your fucking days.
I thought her producer said that. What did the bodyguard say?
Talking about basically if you, I don't know, it was something weird. I'm gonna see if I could find it.
See, that's when the future ladies be like, "Bitch, I got the stick on me. What you want?"
You saw what happened to your girl.
Because my thing is, to me, made it seem like it was something deeper than what we know, because he said, if you know me and you know her well enough, not only do you know I wasn't physically present during Sunday morning's events, but you know why. If you don't know me or her well enough, she good. I'm here now, and she'll never step foot outside without me, plus some niggas who don't aim at feet present. I don't know what that last part meant, but... my thing is, why wouldn't he be there unless maybe...
It was like a party, and it was just chilling with the homies.
Yeah, that's all I said. Like, are they dating? Were they secretly messing with each other or
something? That's probably what it was. They've been kicking it all quarantine, fam.
Yeah, a lot. So I was like, so for him to be like, if you know her or me, you know why I wasn't there. The only thing I could think of with him not being there is because she felt...